Amen. Let's just open the word this morning. Like to read the second Thessalonians 2, we will get there in verse 1. And tonight,
when not even God himself will get to know church, What are we going to do?
And that view is prophesied.
So understanding that light, because that is the light is written in, and that is the light is being presented to me here. So let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. See, he's talking about a certain day. That day is going to be the day when Jesus comes in my dream to the present part. For that day shall not come except there come the fallen away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all the called God, all that is worshipped, so that he is God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself as he is God. This is the fall of the man, this is the fall of each of us. A day that is going to come, that man of sin, a singular person, he's in a position, a singular person, who is going to sit there, showing himself as he is God, and he's going to be worshipped as God. And then he says, remember you now? When I was with you, yet with you, I told you this thing. You have nothing about it. You can't find no way in the entire Bible for this stuff. But yet he's referring these people to the right sort of person. He's the way he tells us everything at all sorts of different writings.
That's right.
Everything. You cannot even tell me you talk about how terrible you talk about this and the Holy Spirit is dealing. They're doing quickly just sometimes. He doesn't know if I came in here and he's open. But in this world, he's saying something for the Holy Spirit is just like this. He's just like that. And he says, now you know what constraints or sin that he might be revealed in his time. This is a revelation and it's a certain time. This revelation is not going to come before that time, and the fallen away must come before that time. Well, they don't say then he will reveal. But then he will reveal his time. See? That's why in 1 Thessalonians 5, you have no need that I write to you of time and season. They know the day is going to come. So in this little thing, you read here and you just get this, but he says, you nothing to do. And that's why it's something you've been taught. For the mystery of iniquity, God already works. The text is written. Get rid of the human being, get rid of it. He's seen a day that he's going to come in the man of sin is going to sit down here. He said, but you know something? This is what we started with. This is what we started with. So he was seeing something that was in the church that was going to grow to become the devil incarnate. Among them in the first place. The Antichrist came from a false prophet to become a beast of the last day. He came from it. He said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let. Or he who hindereth was coming to hinder. He was the Holy Spirit. He who constraineth. Until he be taken out of the way. That is the Holy Spirit taking out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Where is he seeing that? Where is he seeing that? In the book of Daniel. This little horn shall be broken without hand when he stand up against the prince of princes. He's saying that in the Bible. Because he's telling them about the one who's the riser and exalt himself as God, who's going to come. He's telling us from the Bible. See? That's why when you read the New Testament, remember the apostles never taught anything there was nothing in the Bible. They could only preach the word. That's why he said, angel from on heaven, and preach the angel from heaven, let be a curse. That's why he laughed at the prophet when he came. He could not bring anything outside the Bible. He could only reveal what was in the Bible. See? And that time he fought, but many times people try to make Brother Brown more than he is. And when they try to do that, they try to make him a false prophet. If they don't ask, they won't do it. Don't try to make it bigger, don't try to make it smaller, because God reveals just the way it is. See, sometimes, if you want revelation, you want to put personal influence behind it. Till I give it more power. That can't give it more power, that's the way to push. That's all the power it is. As a matter of fact, we have no power, how can we get it from here?
Then shall he who be redeemed from the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy the bracket of his coming. In him is coming again. After the wickedness of Satan, with all power and kind and land wonders. So look how he suggests it here. You shouldn't get a coming of the Lord coming to glorify his feet, but there's a coming of another one too. See? And then find these two going to be the battle of life and death. And he's going to destroy the spirit of his mouth with the breath of his coming. And with all the capableness of unrighteousness, then they perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. He's talking about something that appears to be God. But before they say, you know, we were with Jesus and all these things. We walk with Jesus, we got the meeting. The capableness of unrighteousness that this Adam is sitting away. See? If they speak it out, he's talking about religious discussions in which the religious has already worked, is working, is going to go forth and conquer, and to conquer until it conquers the whole world. So, this is what he's talking about. So, he's saying here, all these people are unrighteous, in gender perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, so they might be saved. People have their own little revelation. Some people, you just dream their little dreams. Is the bloodline of God? Man, you get a position. They believe they dream more than the world. You got somebody get a little experience with God, you kind of be able to, you know, when you really get down to the real world, that'll function. And they're going to hold on here, and they're going to try to find influence among a few people to get up to dream. That they get hold of a few people and say, I can come to. And they want to spread that. And sometimes never you testify the word or testify something that God spoke in this day. And then they talk, what on the mouth is the dream, the auntie says, this one kept here, I can't somebody tell him this. And when you see that, you realize that is not a witness of the word. That is not a representative of the word. That a person trying to push their own experience to get some recognition. And they're trying to exalt the experience that is not the scripture above the scripture. See? So remember, if you are a scripture person, you got a dream that needs an interpretation. Coming a symbol or something, when you're clear, you shouldn't be talking that. The only way to interpret is to speak over in a vision or interpret it, or even let God forget the past. But you know how it is burden it? It is burden it so much, you can't do that. You know why? Because inside of you, you can feel it has juice in it. And you want to give somebody the juice. See? And you're trying to get them drunk with your own wine. Even when you are in an unconscious state of mind, and another spirit could have come and give you something, and before you even try to prove it and make sure it's sung, you already shame it. That's like, you know, we say we love God, but we really love God. We have good intentions, but our intentions is wrong. See, the church is in a very state. Still have to in the name. But this age, you know the devil that has 99 and 99 hundred percent of the word. In this age, you better speak the word. God is only 17 as a revealing thing for a man to come and speak his impression. But me, I say, you can imagine, you think you get filtered. When you get filtered, you become subject to the word. You come into the head of the word and get no free things that in the mind is. Are the mind of Christ being you or you are in the same mind? That is it. Then you see the word like that, you realize it's not a praying your own time. That is exactly what you should have to. That is exactly what you're making. That is exactly what you as a saying and became a doctrine and became a teaching. Yeah. That is exactly what you're going to make a bishop and elder to different people and the only thing to take over the church. That's the same way, why? Because people try to get subject to the same. You gotta get subject to the idea. Is that the Bible?
Yes.
I'll put it on somebody here. If you're not here, I'll get it this morning. If you're doing that here, then you get your filter washed away.
Yes.
Put it on the tree. Wouldn't that be better?
Yes.
Where is God? You don't want to see yourself all dirty and you get in the shower and you have soap and everything else, and then you're vexed and that'll wash in the pipe.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You're glad.
Yeah.
The first one leave you fresh. All that word, you know, when that smell come off of you, amen. Hallelujah. Finish up the verse here, little six. And for this cause, this is dangerous part now. Not in the wire, I've seen all that to tell you. And for this cause, God shall send them from the region. People can't understand that kind of word. The only way you can understand strong illusion. Then you realize how God values you.
Yes.
Only the sophisticated people.
Yes.
I like that thing, nobody.
Yes.
Remember, the first lie has 99% of the world, the first lie.
Yes.
And that caught every graveyard, every hospital, everything in the earth today.
Yes.
Every war, every famine, every suicide. That caught it. Because somebody wanted something that was in the whole world. Somebody had an itching egg to receive something that wasn't done, said the Lord. After the original word had already been given and vindicated by God. Who came first? God and servant? Who came first? Moses or Balaam? Who came first? Elijah or Zechariah? Again, get it pays to know that the prophet who came first in the generation wasn't dead. Ignorance is no call of appeal. Because that's the responsibility of the believer. You try every spirit by the word. And you stand and you try yourself. Is that right? You don't have to try to do it, then you can't try you. Amen. I hear a rugged fish. You come here to get dating here. You come here to get sin in the world. Amen. You know what you are saying, somebody passing you back, then you all bring your nice city or nice little thing here. But if you are going to face the devil, then you better get trained by the word inside of you. For after this cause God has sent from the illusion that they should believe the lie. That they all might be damned or judged who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. That pleasure in the religious world concerns to the revealed world. That's for you. Father, in a sane mind, it shakes us from the inside in the region. Because we in the world are knowing that you didn't speak something, you didn't mean, or you wasn't trying to be dramatic or eloquent or exaggeration, but Lord God, you spoke. Yes, to the Apostle Paul with such certain words, so straight, Father, and it makes man take his own life and his own attitude and his own experience into consideration. To feel the lines up in the world and to pray for discernment to have a sense of exercise. For we realize that this great falling away, when the whole world will be under the delusion, believing the lies. Because we didn't have the love to speak. Lord God, may you come to search our hearts today. See what our love is for, Father. What the taste in our soul is for. Is it for material things? Is it for fame and recognition? Is it, oh God, for some temporal thing that's going to pass away? Lord, or is it to become a prisoner?
Yeah.
To this word that you've sent by the mouth of a vindicated prophet. To stand and be a true representative of Christ is our knowing is going to be one in a million. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us in such a way and you would deal with us and reveal the word and apply to us in such a way today that truly to benefit us and will wake us up to such a place where we can live in a realm of consciousness, where we can become effective servants in this service. And you'll be able to work mightily into us to the fulfilling of your word that you have spoken with this hour.
Yes,
this will make our life a true Christian life with our Father. And so disobedience thou, Lord. We realize we can receive these things. Because you promised and you desire to give it. And so the way and promises of our hearts, Father, with sincerity, we ask this. May you grant unto us and do it before you. We will direct us to the practice to you. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Anthony. Well, we go to the Bible and go home. When you look face to face in a world like that, it's hard to preach, man. You need to run to the Bible and see all kinds of things with you. You watch the Word, and you think, you're the man, you need my electric light. I'm like a big flambo with a pen. His eyes going blind almost. And he's laying in a dark room. And he's thinking about a church. A little church raised up in a city in Asia. A little church where he went, led by God to start. And he's writing to them. And writing to them, look what happened. God began to inspire. That's how we have this community in the Bible, give a letter. There is a letter written by Paul to the Thessalonians. Thessalonians, go to Acts 17, that when the church started in Thessalonica. You read where they stone Paul on them and they run them out to Thessalonica. But his love for the people. Just in a couple of months he was here, he saw anybody, the discernment. Might have seen some vision like he saw in Philippi, where he carried and called him in and said, you are like the book of life. Who could have been here? That little man, some of that old coat, the other one coat, had a infirmity in the flesh, walking the service, but yet could see people named recalling the book of life. What kind of vision is that? Who could believe that the man reading the book of Daniel and realize in his very own day that mystery that's going to come in the fourth kingdom, that's going to take over the whole world and devour the whole world? That doctrine was already working in his time. Would you wear that kind of vision? That's vision enough to go home. Not to crawl into the bush and wait and sit and ponder that. So we can appreciate here for 5 hours today. And you don't grasp that. You miss everything. Then you come to what the Holy Ghost is. That is the same time spiritually. Is he dealing with me that way once more in this last day? Because that's what he's doing. They're telling about something in the last day. Here we are in the last day. Where what he was warning the whole age about. What's going to come? And here we're in the mission walking around. Praise God, there are 7 times and God from the prophet, mighty God, and so he's going to run on a little, you know, tantrums and a little sprees and so on. It's all in the mission. And we're looking to get deeper and deeper into life, David. And look where he was. Look where he was seen. 2,000 years ago. Think of it. When you see that, that's a Shakespeare. You know why? To prove that it wasn't the talk of a man, here he comes apart from you. Look at him on the whole earth. Look, Jesus Christ is slowly turning to the next. It really happened. They had it there for 2,000 years. And they never saw it. We in this age this year. God shook in the sky too. Said it's black out. It happened. Then it makes you ponder the world. Make you ponder. You need to say those men, that man, don't get out tonight, out there, wherever he was, in Corinth, wherever he was, right in the left of the center, and then they go over there, see how he came to do it. People will come back and say, oh, God's a fault. More like, they said, we shall rebound it. The strange kind of thing comes here. 2 things. The father died. You got a ball and trust. But right on the backside, it goes all the guns left, all about the kick out, runs and his body more and not kind of a thing. What is that? Isn't he throwing his body around the wall? And you know this, he's a very ignorant of the coming of the Lord. For the Lord is coming to the head of the shop. He just comfort one another with these words. You can say the happy revelation, nobody can comfort. The happy comforter, and nobody can go to the bread in their salary. You get a word of no bond, and that is why you get the word. The men's times are here, come in the start say, he has the word of cancer. The word of your paper and a book on the shelf, and the grass up on the tree, and the sun shining night, we are all food eat. No, no, this is God's policy when they get dark. When it's come down late, when it's in the winter, go! That's the comfort! When it's in the worst good colors! But you don't need a word in that money in your pocket all day, and you're going down. You don't need a word in your pocket because of faith. You might try to flap a God and say, God, you know, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you know, Lord, you know, and say, yeah, but it's going to be a big in the money. Let the Lord take it down. Sometimes I talk different, it's just like the Lord before. I just got to stick my mind, guys. God, look at that, eh? Some people feel like a mama guy, some people say a mama guy goes through. God will just get nothing. God says, oh, you have anything left? Praise the Lord. All right, let me tell you how much it is. I've got to move this. You've got to go over. God says, look here, that is your idea. You're teaching last week, you're testifying before. And you're explaining to me. He says, no, apply to yourself. That little dear mother, he goes, this is busted in there, put him up. Why? She don't want a nest full of chickens. She don't want to say, we need to do it, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. You want to do it? So don't you guys want that? You're going to go and see it, right? He doesn't mean in a net in a rock. Yes. See, that's all he doesn't mean. That's it. He doesn't mean you're flying over the air, you're checking over your courage. Your prayer, your courageous. Amen. You can check your press and your loving. Amen. How many of and that's why. Yeah, he's using a pawn, he's coming up to the pawn. He said, no, things are bleak. Paul says, okay, you know, I've been thinking that before God knew that was coming, so the Lord had me to speak to them to believe before. He said, well, I'll put them in the number and some of the things outside of them. And he said, remember that I was just telling you this? Why put them in the number? He said, I'll show them. Look, you're too angry, will you forget this? Look, as the thing comes down, it's going to fall apart. You see, if you listen to the word carefully and you are able to retain God in your knowledge, you will be able to know now that can't come except this falling away comes first. For others are shattering their deeds on their hands and their hands in them. So they were going to change their path, what should they think of some? The wood is like a gangrene, not rightly dividing the wood of truth. And then Paul realized, the people, they believe in all these things, they hear, but they don't have the vision correct. The people get put together. They believe in the resurrection, but they can't take the time. So, is it past? Then what will you do for today? So somebody mislocate, misplace, and misinterpret, and they kill the spirit of expectation. Yeah, yeah. That is in the Galatian church. They try to take them back on the law. They kill the spirit of revival and put them back in human rule. Isn't it true? All those misplaced, mislocated, put the clothing down to the house in the mountains in the desert, and it throw off everything. You have all the information, but it shall work for you because it's not put together good. So when you look and you see what is happening, you realize how you need to stand. Is it? The great thing? The great thing. That is why you see times like this. When you come into this life, you have to weigh the word. You want to keep the being read. You want to keep this focused on. And then you ask yourself, am I getting it? Is it in the Holy Spirit's name? Or is it along the thing and like a passing through a big booty line or something. I've got a load nothing on the plate. And then you try to say, no. Am I getting the things that have neither? I realize that if God is still doing this, if God is doing this, I want to grasp that. If God is bringing us something, there's something that God sees, we need even to go to this extent for us to understand the hour, for us to create consciousness, the things that are happening around us, for us to know that these things were spoken up in the world. From the time you have spoken the word of you see being fulfilled, then it's not just a thing happening. It is something that was to happen. It is the fulfillment of the word you are looking at. Then if that is the word from the past and you are recognizing it, it tells you what time it is. Then that makes you know, give it a look at yourself and see where you're supposed to be at that time as well. And that is why you're waiting these things. And Paul, being the person who remembers, he said, remember, when I was with you that time, but no doubt he might be in a house in Thessalonica after a service. You know, he came to ask somebody, he said, Paul, I read the book of Daniel the other day, and, you know, Daniel talked to him. Somebody said, will that angel ready? And, you know, is that ready? The truth is this the time? You know, he said, no, that's not the time. He said, it's always going to come first. He said, look, the iron went all the way down to the throat. In his own time, you shouldn't bless that only poor country. The rock is going to come, cover his head. Like a big boulder over for us to kill the man? Yeah. Big 5,000 pound boulder over here. Boulder for kill the man. Cover his hand. The man, how can you do it? He depends on the earth. That's the show of the music. What can we do to the man that is trying to learn? And here, Barabam, put the report to him and the message. The path out his eyes. And the rock comes to the point of the beat. It's a tremendous sanction. And that's why he sits here. We're going to put coming this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, to have services again. Trying to keep the church under the prophetic authority, trying to keep the church focused, trying to work with what God has given us in a way that we feel that it's a very benefit to believers. And more I'm realizing that when we come to this part of the world, there is so much that I believe maybe we need to emphasize, we need to break down, and the interest it should cause in the hearts of believers to want to know precisely, to know exactly, because doctrinal things is not loose. Doctrinal things is precise. Doctrinality is not grammar. Doctrinality is metric. You come out in my yard and see because you want to be more specific. Doctrine is not clear of it. Because that was directly from this and the truth was the third part. It's not believe you get baptized or sit down for a little bit, but go to mind God what's in your heart, or you get baptized in Jesus' name, or Father, Holy Ghost, because Jesus did that too. No. Doctrine is precise. Without the Holy Ghost, it's your problem. It's your problem. You are sure how you're born again?
No, no, doctrine is precise.
That doesn't mean you have the Holy Ghost.
No,
you see the message. You see the prophet, they come up to you. We say, bring the rapture. No, no, that doesn't mean that. They come up to Egypt, they see the prophet, they die, and they win the promise. Doctrine is precise. When you have that drama, a drama is something else. This could mean that could mean that, you can change around there, you can do this. When you're doing a doctrinal thing, what the children build up for, they're all living it. Is this the hour? Is this the time? Is this the thing that is happening? Is this the promise? Is this the cross of Paul here? Is this mean God is filling up the Gentiles? Does it mean God is going back to the Jews? Is that why you are smoking all nations? Is that why you're in your homeland? That is precise. And here, any minister wants to see in his church the people who are sitting there under the word that they are catching those things. They are weighing it, they are seeing the value of it, they are understanding it, they even though they get it, they even want to know each other. They say, no, I understand, you know. But on the night, yes. Because I want to know old life, but I want to come under the influence. And like, I know my behavior needs to change, and the power is higher. But I find like I'm hearing it, I don't need to be in a certain place. That's where believers go with it. Here believers carry it. Why? Because it means that they are understanding. How are we to know the things of God? By the word. Everything is in here. Don't you realize that? How are you going to be picked up in the rapture? How are you going to know? An angel is going to come down from the sky. No, it's in the word. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in the truth. Every answer to every question is in the Bible. We never knew the Bible that way. We come and was in a book and I'm talking about Jesus and different things. No. Every jot, every tittle is a picture of one.
Hallelujah.
And this thing is put together. It took a prophet to open up themselves and put together. God couldn't let me run out that issue for my age. God has stuck me for my age. God has bring it from man to angel. Don't they mean something, friend? You don't know, but this man was a more inspired man than them men because this man praised us. No, no, no. It don't mean that story. That like applies in a juvenile sense. But when they apply it from the standpoint of God, the things that God has promised in his time, if those things have been mediated now, if those have been set in order, if the covenant law has been set in order now, then it was something beyond a minister in a Bible school. It was something beyond a good dedicated man. It was going to say a special man. It will be completely in the hands of a man where man is going to be. What do you mean? That means. So when I study the Hebrew and I think about the Hebrew tradition, that is what we imply. Next man, when you hear that, well, I read, you know, Tyndale's translation, I read Pastor commentary, and I read what Larkin said, and out of that I draw this conclusion. No, 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 a man will stand by vision. God will come and reveal the path of God of Jesus in God. So to see the vision of prophecy. But don't go to that, don't go to that. Man will be classroom and say, you know, I was home today and I study and I was studying and I had all my books and everything else. Yes. About 12 o'clock I'm like, and you. No, it's up to you to be reasonable, be reasonable. What are you going to say after? The value is to determine whether you believe the man and what the man is doing. And the meaning of Revelation 10 here
have started, because, you know, 20 years ago, this was what he told me in the river for the half and one day. You want to believe it? You can believe it, you know what I mean? Look at me, you try to take all the things, Paul and the John and the what they talk about, say, you know me today, our life coming, and someone like, tell you with me.
Amen.
That's okay.
And that is why the world didn't think it. But anybody who knows will understand there isn't a devil, there isn't a man in somebody. Let me tell you, if you were to go ain't no man in the plant, no devil of hell could come against the devil. Oh, Lord, he's a coward! He's a God that the will to see the Lord on his shoulder! It's back to God, Lord!
Amen!
You know what he's going to do? But the thing is, it's yes. The Lord gives you enough to be in the face of God. You might be called the Lord's preacher, but it's enough to know it's right. Have you looked out? You look back into that coming perfect. I never had enough thought about looking for something. That's the truth. I was going to give it, 1973. When the Holy Spirit struck me, taking this word, I was going to say, I know what I'm going to do. I was going to do it. I mean, listen. Really, I'm going to for somebody to tell me that. Well, I think you can look at this before I'm 90. Somebody come and explain it to me. You're the greater God to qualify for that. Exactly right. Because the scripture was fulfilled. This thing is this scripture fulfilled in your head. You know what? Listen to me. The man who invented wristwatch, when he said this is a wristwatch, our next man here they call this wristwatch. I tell that was it. That's a wristwatch. You think both of them say that's a wristwatch with the same authority? With the same insight? Exactly. Especially if I had one before, the man who invented, who can distort the content, put together, and get this and tell it accurate time. And next man reading the paper, they call it with what the developer said, I don't report to them. And I say, this man's going to report, this man's going to report. So both of them say the same thing. So get that. Not me. I believe that. When a prophet stands up and says, this day is this scripture fulfilled. Father, if I've spoken the word, then come down to come before their eyes. Let them just tell the truth. Outside the Lord Jesus Christ never had a body. You know why? Because Jesus alone was he himself in this day. Come and get that day. This is, we are not playing around here. We're going to lose something. This is a church. That's why when we speak in the way I speak, sometimes I offend people and show people off because they find maybe you're too brash or you're too aggressive. No. You just try to shake you off from the human matter. In the self of living on the flesh. I don't think God about this person. You think I want my ego inflated? But somebody says, boy, you deep, you've seen this, and you've seen what? I only see what he has already said. Somebody wants to walk and say, yeah, well, you see, but I see too. I see nothing. I only see what God showed me what he said. Exactly right. He was the seer. He was. chapter 5, Revelation 10:7. In the desert, he's talking to Mrs. Tennis. He says, I hear his part for me to come to this. In the desert, he's talking to Tennis. Just hear the Lord. He only learned to say what the messenger has already said. Because he himself had to say nothing except what Paul said. Exactly right. And friends, let me tell you, when you see that word in reality, you may not play. I'm holding back here from preaching because you know why I'm doing that? I want to answer them to you. Isn't that messages and just throwing out stuff? Answering, you catch me? Is answering them? You see it? That second? You start making readjustments in your life? You start to get your priorities right? You start to cut back on certain things? You start to get more involved in other things? You start to get your eyes lifted to the direction on the horizon where it's supposed to be? That's what I'm getting at. Otherwise, you're like the flies dancing around the light. But the light is sent to rejoice in the sense of walking. Jesus said, John is a bright and shining light, and he rejoices for a season. I rejoice in the hymn of Daniel. I rejoice in the hymn of Revelation. I rejoice in the hymn of the second cycle. I rejoice when I get a chance. No. You're rejoicing like a walk in the light. Not rejoicing like walk in the light. The light is not sent to rejoicing. The light is sent to walking. Jesus told me to say, walk in for a season. He said, but I have greater wishes than John. He said, then you know his season. If you had walked in John like that, how do you see Jesus? So they find a God. How about the preacher boy? Woo! That's a favorite boy. So he turned out to watch them fasting in their eyes and calling them snake water. Like that. Well, that was my heart and the last time. So I like a man who can deal with them. The man joined the movement. A lot of people who joined the Luther movement wasn't people who were speaking. Read the history. Read the census. They were interested in getting something that could overthrow the Roman system, like who could get back their land, who could get back this, who could get a job, who could get something else. And people being interested in a lot of these things that they see the church can be a vehicle to spin off of them. But then you see when it's preached, when it's built on, when it's nourished by. That's the reason. You think God will preach all that to a prophet? And I know that prophet spoke. And I know my life depends on that. And I'm going to come and let somebody pull in the next direction after a prophet spoke. The man of God here. In other words, we don't want to hear gossip. We don't want to hear somebody bright new ideas. I don't want to get enthused by what somebody gets enthused by. If it's not the word. I know where my enthusiasm comes from. When a prophet comes from God, the creative voice of God that brought the whole world into existence, proved the same voice by creating again, which has never done since Genesis. You know what them children do? You know people never jump on this, but you jump on the speech of God. You got to jump on. We are speaking into existence, and they're looking out to get a stage to jump up like Mitchell, you know, dragonfly or whatever, to get a little attention and go on a world stage to see them. You know what I'm saying, brother? You think you're going to be careful about these problems? When the careful came and he spoke and spoke into existence, you know what I was telling us? That was telling us that no man never said that he had been from Genesis. Jesus still walked into land but already water. He multiplied the bread and the fish but already burned fish. But this is something coming out of existence. So what tell us? It was telling us that voice in that man is the same voice that put the stars in space. But only God can create. Heaven can create. A voice like that spoke in this generation. And somebody else wants to be heard? That is very ambitious, boy. That is very, very, very ambitious. That's why I said, the Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? The Lord of law, who can but hear? In other words, God said, I have come down and spoke, let every man hold his peace. Because when God is speaking, you don't want to get, you know what you're talking? Because nobody is qualified to talk when God is talking. And look at it. He does all three things. They shout their voice and they come. So if he's talking all the way through, then he's not going to do it time and continue talking again. Who could arise and not want to be heard? You? Yeah, you can't get out of the bed. That's good. You see, because when you say, no, I'm not picking people here, because what it was, you got in the world. When you see the reality of what it is, you're wrong. That's what the devil is making lose the value of it. That's why you're wrong. It. And after all, you'll say, no, this is. That's how he just feels. Oh, that's this explanation the Jehovah's Witness say is different. Why you have to be a man say the same thing the other day too? See? Even the Catholics now coming in, so there's no pride. I mean, yet they can't be narrow-minded. See? And then the devil makes you see, see? That's why the Holy Spirit has to keep saying, no. God come down. God spoke. God is still speaking. Every man hold the peace. Any man who has to talk is a man who has not recognized God's presence. Yes. A denomination was uncertain some. Intellectual voice in the last days. But the voice of God in the last days. Turn the heart return back to the faith in the Father. It's seven sound when the seventh angel begin to sound. See? And that is what it is. So you as a believer, your strength and your confidence is when you see the same word just being rehearsed. It's so you're faithful and wise. You know why? Wise not to try to get any other word, and faithful to say what has already been said. And blessed is the faithful and wise servant whom the Lord, when he comes, finds giving up the meat in due season, and the meat is already stored up for the time of famine. You understand what I'm saying? But you see, he is not looking for a defiled womb. He's looking for a virgin womb. The Lord wants a church having sprinkled in the course with this today, having sprinkled in the course with that, flirting over here with this, flirting over here with that. Paul says, I have thousands of virgin to the Lord. But here, isn't the last of you have it here? Is this supposed to make any part of the faith? Do not have a love for the truth. So they get a strong delusion to believe the lie. That delusion with a strength in it. Not just that delusion, a strong one. It's going to be persuasive. It's going to be convincing. It's going to appear real. It's going to give a sensation. That it will make the whole world believe the lie. I thought, why is the whole world to be deceived? You know why the whole world to be deceived? The whole love truth. What does it tell us? God has no place for anybody that don't love his word. A person that don't want the world, don't want freedom. Because to serve God, you'll be free. He don't want you to be. He wants preeminence. He don't want you to have an extra love in your life. He said, Lord, I'm married to you. But look, I see Harry. I got to see John. I got to see someone over here. I'll come down and cook your food for you.
You know what?
Duty of the little servant? And a lot of women like him. And a lot of men want that too. But they know what they want. Why do you think the word? Does every son of God have to be a small Jesus? Every daughter of God has to be a little bright Jesus. Exactly. That's what it is. This is a strong delusion to believe the lie. Look at Paul speaking here. Look at, open this up a bit. Paul speaking here about this falling away. The falling away. And we are looking at the apostasy in the last days. As I took the title, The Falling Away, I'm taking the age of apostasy this morning. That it was a specific falling away. They saw time coming that nobody on the earth, there'll be a time come on this earth, there won't even be a believer on this earth. Though the earth has billions of people, all will be possessed by the devil. But in the last 3.5 years, Moses and Elijah died, 144,000 died, foolish virgin died. When Christ comes with the bride from glory, glorified sin, the whole earth is the beast and his kingdom. And let me tell you, that is where you are talked to every day. That is where you rub shoulders with every day. Understand that? It takes revelation to carry that deep inside of you. Not another generation, this generation. When did bride go? 3.5 years for Israel. They're waiting for the last 50 years, see. Waiting 50 years for 3.5 years ministry. Think of it. 1,200 priests per day, more than I ever going to preach. That's it. Back in 1946, when the angels and the prophets out, they're back in that homeland waiting. 50 years! From 1946 to 1996, waiting for 3.5 years, message. 2 prophets to come. And they are waiting there, knowing that that is what it's going to take. They are looking, they are watching. And let me tell you, God is bringing them back and he's going to deal with them. They say that God is not dealing with them is to make it believe that we can come up from the denomination, sit down here, be the elect, and God is dealing with us. And we know who we are. You know what Jesus is bringing us back? See? You might be taught what you need to be taught, but you're showing neglected. But there are a lot of things that you have to do in preparation for the Holy Ghost. I remember I came to the message in 1973. God started doing this in about 1969. In other words, I get conscious of God's mission. Yet for 4 years, I never hunger, I searching, I looking, I trying to understand, I trying to understand that. Different things here. And it's all leading up to the place to where he himself is going to appear. And that's where it is. When you watch and see someone can get burned in the Holocaust, God stayed alive. Someone coming like Scott, missiles falling, God makes sure they fall on them. Because they are coming and fulfilled that way. God is 144,000 elected, a remnant of falling to the election of grace. Preserved! Yes, nothing happened. God stayed alive all the time. Bring them to that moment to receive that message. People like me, sinners that are killing the world a few times, bring you here to receive this message, to recognize God's a prophet. See? Not yet made known to the conscious world. See? Naomi didn't yet get to Jonathan, didn't see the Elimelech inheritance released yet, but he's telling Ruth, say, Ruth, you come back here, you know. Is there something going to happen soon? Then we talk, he says, I meet a man, says, is that my family? And what do you see how those things are going through, friends? Brothers and sisters, listen to this morning. You know anything with the word? A lot of us relate to the word as teaching. And because of that, we just be on the surface of it. We got people walking over in Israel right now, just like you. Born for a certain purpose, kneeling the book, going to be called by a prophet, going to come and overcome the beast and the image and the number of his name, going to get the same Holy Ghost and believe the same message, just like you. Come under the same thoughts of God like you. And what you're going through in the scripture right now, they're going to go through it literally. And when you realize and you read about them and you tell God, called Abraham. And how that Abraham was Isaac, how that Isaac was Jacob, how that Jacob was the 12 tribes, and how God preserved that Jewish nation, how the Nebuchadnezzar took them to Babylon, Hitler tried to kill them, but they went to the Romans tried to destroy them. So much things they went to, and God preserved them because God said, Israel, he did all before me. They only measure my love, as measured his style, he had his style, and just said, you know my love for Israel. Yes. And God preserved all that to bring it out to this 144,000. To make sure of it. Think of it. And we can believe that part of it. And we can see exactly how God works, and everything he's doing there in the natural is what he's doing spiritually here. And that is why you can believe. That's why you know there is something moving among believers. That's why when the word opens a certain channel to you and your faith begins to show up inside of there. You know what you've got to understand? Lord, you're getting ready to go. Because look them here. They're waiting for that message. They're hanging here. Look back at your own life and see just before you came in. Just before you hear the voice of the seventh angel. And you know right to that people here, just waiting to bring that voice out. Think of John the Baptist waiting for 21 years in Israel. To walk on that desert and the voice of one started crying in the wilderness. And all the hearts of their fathers are going to be turned to the children. Waiting there in the land. Just to get under the sound of their voice. Just for that trumpet to begin to sound. When that prophet is put in the desert where he's supposed to start a preach. Think of it. People who are born to link up with that message. Same who is born to link up with this message. Same who they're born to link up with that message. Exactly. When you realize that we were to be taught in this word, God wanted us to know that we wouldn't be left without understanding. God said, you all are going to know the time when you have to leave. I'm going to mark it, I'm going to describe time so close that nobody will miss it. I'll put signs in the religious realm. I'll put signs in the political realm. I'll put signs in nature. I'll put signs in the heavens. I'll put signs in your own life. I'll put it there to make it so plain to you that you will know definitely that the scriptures are being fulfilled. Why do we like to show the cloud and the pillar of fire and all these things? Why? God put that there for this thing. Why God made sure that that could be photographed and it didn't bypass? Because there had to be testimony to the scripture that says he's coming with the clouds of heaven. You have to be testimony of it. You have to be a scripture, a picture of the pillar of fire, otherwise, or that scriptures and types in the Bible over and over. So Moses met the pillar of fire, Paul met the pillar of fire, and those ministries were put in the Bible to explain this ministry. Them four to excellent could explain this one. This is a man that was pillar of fire, have nothing, no pillar of fire to be seen. And God wasn't just really content with going on showing people he appeared over somebody says the pillar of fire, see pillar of fire. God can tell that. God makes sure it is photographed and nobody can see that particular illusion. God makes sure they examine it by the highest authority for examining question documents. So authenticated that it took place. And then God made sure, look at the works that followed our life and show the same works again. You know what I'm saying? Why was that done? You know why that was done? That was done? To let us understand what kind of time, what kind of message, what kind of way God is dealing with us. So in relating to it correctly, we can benefit by being prepared, because this is the purpose it was sent for. It's not just saying, here, look, I picked a whole letter, a whole letter, and then somebody, you know, looks called this something. No. All these things is, here the scripture is here. This was done that way, because in a scientific age like this, God had to give a worldwide testimony. When the church is 25 believers in a corner, in one place, Jerusalem, well, everybody there who sees, that's the only place they like it. But when it's international along the whole world, it has to be something that can circulate the world and still stand. You understand that? And that's why it's great. The wisdom of God doing it in a way that whether a believer coming today or a believer coming 10 years after, they're coming the same way, by the same scripture, entering by the same door. Come to the same experience. And he did it that way that you and I can have a foundation that can be moved. Something that can be shaken. And then when you see the same way you are receiving it, somebody in Africa receives the same way. Somebody in New Zealand receives the same way. Somebody in India receives the same way. Somebody in Chile receives the same way. Somebody in Norway receives the same way. Coming by the same way, having the same experience, and you realize, look how God has prepared this thing. This apostasy. This was seen by the prophet. Let us read a couple of scriptures and I'll show you how Paul had it was a revelation that Paul had. It wasn't a prophecy he was giving, it was a revelation he was preaching. And that's a big difference. A man can stand up on inspiration and just prophesy and say, I'm the last day, there's the first baptism to you. Sure. But you know something? When it comes to a place, and a man can speak and say, I'll show you what is going to happen. I'll show you how he's going to come to a place. And then a teacher can prove it to you. And you see that he's going to come to pass is different. 1 Timothy chapter 4. This age of apostasy, an age that was supposed to be here. An age that we have been in, and that is why when somebody tells you it's going to get darker and darker, it's going to get more evil, and God will have to destroy it, it's not somebody making up something. It's the scriptures giving witness and testimony of the plan of God. 1 Timothy 4, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. What are you? Paul writing to them, to Timothy. And then Timothy, the Spirit speaketh expressly. This is not me, Paul, this is not a random statement. The Spirit is speaking expressly. That in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. What does the word apostasy mean? The abandonment of one's religion. The abandonment of the faith. There's a time people are going to depart from the true faith. How was the whole world worshipping Nimrod at Babylon? You know why? When Noah, prophet, walked out the ark with his three sons. How come they end up there? They abandoned that one God and they end up with many gods. And the whole world went after it. is the same thing. He says, in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, the faith, not a faith, the faith. There's only one the faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. When in the first age? In the latter time. Picking lies in hypocrisy. Having your conscience seared in hot iron. Stand up and says, we are against abortion and we don't want all this thing here, abortion, and the abortion is a big issue, and the Pope will not compromise his stand on the abortion. And they committing the most abortion. But speaking of Isaac prophecy. Talk about God and then bless our army to go and destroy our next people. Talk about all things and start here and let them systematically rape all the Muslim women in Bosnia. See? Break all of them, kill them all, replant the field. Systematically, you know. Put up camps everywhere. And systematic raping. And holding them until they're pregnant, until they're pregnant, they can't abort the children no more. And you break one nation. And you redraw the line by God, war, you conquer new territory. And you redraw the map. And then you repopulate the field with Catholic children. You see, is that so? Read Daniel. And what? They will mingle the seed and break the power one. And all the ethnic cleansing and these things? So, you have something? Those are systems used in war when you're conquering a nation. When you start in Mexico and you go all the way to Chile, you go to Latin America, you think you have any pure nation going on there? You have the Spanish conquistadors who went in there, take all Indian tribes, sow the seed right through them, kill out their generation, bring forth a hybrid race, all the way to bring them into Catholicism. So, sometimes people think him far-fetched because people don't study history, and then they don't see how certain civilizations came in certain place. People in the Caribbean say, U.S. Indies, U.S. Indies. 600 years ago, had no place for U.S. Indies. With these people, at least. This is a place that people, this is like a man who had a, you know, he had no church a few years ago. 8 years ago, he was bush all over. And these people here was in Barataria. Come over here, clear up this whole place, put down a little civilization here. And now it exists here. See? Where's the same thing? In another sense. And that's how things change. And when you look at something, if you just look at it at face value, you miss what is there. And that's what they did. They broke the power of those rules. Look at the next verse here. Forbidden to marry. And that don't mean preaching that celibacy. That means that you're going to come to a place where the marriage covenant is going to be so debased that people will just want to go and live common law to bring it back like in the days of Noah, and they took unto them wives to bring back the last day, the latter time, forbidden to marry, and commanding to abstain from food which God has created to be received with thanksgiving. That's the only step there. Then it's coming, who will eat this, who will eat that, who is that, this one, this one, this one, feel that they purify themselves for God. See? And then they get away, they get righteous through meat and drink. See? To receive thanksgiving by them who believe and know the truth. So look at it, in the last time, there's going to be a what? A departure from the faith. Seducing spirit is going to come with doctrines of devils and is going to take the people away from the true doctrine. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4. The fall of somebody falling away that's going to come. People won't have the love for the truth. They will leave the truth, they will be seduced, they will go to doctrine of devils, they will have pleasure and righteousness. And after a while, God said, this is going to be true. They love the religion more than the truth. You shall want to set up with the priest. But to let you know, he does get the priest twice a month, and then they're thinking of giving our own parish. So who is you to stand in our way? You're only jealous. See? And then she go forth and have the career as a woman of God. Bring it about it. She loves that more than the truth. Look at 2 Timothy 4. Paul speaking here. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. He starts talking to Timothy, the one who he committed the truth to. Who raised up under him here. Look at him. Preach the word. Be diligent in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. All long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure some doctrine. He is teaching them. In the latter times, they will depart in the faith. In the latter times, they will not endure some doctrine. In the latter times, they will be falling away from the faith. In the latter times, the man of sin will exalt himself. In the latter times, God will put a strong delusion upon them, but they don't want truth. He is teaching this, that this is a condition that is going to come, and when it comes, you will know that day is at hand. See? Now remember, I'm bringing this to celestity. In Daniel, how are we going to devour the whole earth? And the only reason we're going to devour the whole earth is because the truth has come and they don't want it. Be zealous and repent! Amen. And no church repenting. The other guy said, we don't need you. What? Put him on the outside. That is who he went along, Pharisee went along, everything went along. Jesus hung on the cross. For both the people said, strange doctrine. We are no king but Caesar, and they come under the Roman headship, and they went along until Titus destroyed. Yeah. Same thing in this generation. They love the religious food. For the time will come, they will not endure some doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers. You mean people have lust for teachers? Look now at how it says in 1 Timothy 4, what? Seducing. They love sex. Is what they love. They love pleasure in unrighteousness. They love to dabble up and sleep in every religious bed that they can sleep in. They can receive every man's doctrine that they can receive. Why is the church full of whore? And a mother of harlots and prostitutes. For she loves pleasure. She don't want responsibility. She wants pleasure. They don't want to ask you to get crying babies. You know the message? I mean the message here. They don't ask you to get crying babies like Eve. Eve wanted sex. She wanted to see what it was. And when she crossed the line and she went after knowledge, she saw the tree was good for food. A tree desired to what? Make what? Why? She wanted to be somebody. She wanted to diploma and degree. That's what she wanted. She wanted the own individual state. She wanted the independence. See? She didn't want to be subject to Arabs. She wanted something that could come outside the covenant and outside the head and outside the husband God gave her. You get that? A woman represents the church. That's why in the Bible it's contrasted as harlot and virgin. The bride is a virgin. The denomination is a harlot. When you look at a virgin and a harlot, the conduct, the spiritual conduct. A woman can keep herself virtuous or she can become a prostitute. She can do it properly, she can have it. I'm not saying this kind of crude and raw, but I want to get from the point. I'm not trying to be involved in the pulpit, I'm just trying to get from the point. Because God is the one who represents like that in the Bible. Because God wants you to see a bad woman in a nightclub and a church, regardless of what, it's still the same thing. If you can't stick to that word, God has no part with it. See? And that is what they've been putting forth. That's why the whole Bible is marriage and divorce. It was the first problem in the first family was adultery. That first family was also a church, was also a kingdom. See? When they come back in the last days, it's Christ and his bride, a church, and a kingdom again. Another Adam and another Eve go back to Eden again. You understand that? That's why God says seducing spirit. In another place, they enticing spirit. It entices them and then seduces them. And what it is, they receive a seed because they have spiritual intercourse with the mind. The mind is a spiritual womb. When thoughts are presented to you, in your mind here, you have to make a decision. If you open up that man, the gate of the soul, that seed comes out and conceives inside of here. The reason that man lives a Catholic life, he receives Catholic seed. The reason that man lives a Seventh-day Adventist life, he receives Seventh-day Adventist seed. The reason that man lives a Jehovah's Witness, he receives Jehovah's Witness seed. And you can only get that seed through intercourse. Intercourse doesn't mean natural sex, intercourse is dialogue. Yeah. But that dialogue receiving seed, somebody put out teaching and somebody receiving teaching, is a type of spiritual act, is a spiritual type of the natural act. And that act is only legal between husband and wife. Is that right? Yeah. Is that right, Jimmy? Did someone have lost? After the old lust. That's the people who sometimes they're lusting for knowledge like me. And they're lusting after, they're lusting after, they're lusting after, they're lusting after this. And in lusting after those things, they pick up all kinds of spirits. And they pick up a spirit that didn't come from their husband. What? And they shall turn away their air. Man made business. All the Christian dogmas. Mental and think it up. The lie. They believe in the lie. That is the same thing as Eve, whose womb was the Adam seed, received the serpent seed. And she received the sensation too. She received more sensation than Adam could have given her. And then what happens? Out of our womb come forth a man child. And that man child proud. And that man child can't take correction. He copied on in the church. Getting vexed. He came out to body. Violent. Lying to our face. Head in high man, pop up. Am I about to keep up? What are you asking me? That is something you brought you must know. What's it done with pleasure? What's it done with grace? What's so exciting? Look at this. You know what God do it? Mark it and separate it from His presence. Is that right? Then it's full of this love. Come afterwards and say, move again, and this time we'll make a party. Can't you see all the things starting in Genesis? I'm still here, and God, because the word is true. We are seeds in the earth. We didn't get to see Cain. But we see all cultures. And we see Cain religion. Don't we? Back and separated. But I know what the truth. The proof the word is right. And when Cain had one water, look what we see in the earth. Remember, it only has two religions, eh? One, by works, trying to justify your own self, and one by grace, revealed by God. Remember, you need two trees. Remember, you need two spirits. Is that right? It's here. It's a makeup, it's here. But you know what happens? That consciousness has leave us many times. So there, we walk around, we mix up with it, we get involved with it, we go around, we get influenced by it, we admire it, we sit down with them in the office to tell us what to do, we go up here, they say, tie that too! You say, you tie it up! You go over here, and you jump in the middle of the air, you do that little woman, you listen to them, we get frightened, we go over here, we get miseducated by them in school. Don't we know it? Don't we know it? You know what? This faith in us is strong enough yet to walk with God. But when this faith gets ignited and you walk with God, you pass through that realm and you walk with God in a place where God says, son, do this. Move this way. I stand for you where I stand for my word. God lead you. God guide you. Exactly right. Don't you want to live here? You mean you want to go to the rapture? Hope the rapture come one day and you go and then you see the overcoming in your life nowhere? Could you even have faith to go when you see no overcoming in your life? Until I overcome, I used to wear short dress and I wear long dress now. Yeah, you overcome here. Praise God. Is that the word of God? So remember, every time you take that, you eat from the tree of knowledge. If that is not a branch on the tree of life. No, it has things in life that has certain boundaries that you can't come out of. I'm not fanatical. The earth is a system. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the influence when the word of God is something else. I'm talking about when you grow dependent on these things and you're so catching for yourself. Oh, you're not going to give it God, so you better take that because you know what happened. Let me get this. To be in this message means to be in union with God. This message is what unites the head and the body. If you're not united with your head, you're not in this message. This message helps you come back on the body. How can you have prayer meetings if you have got head over you? Is it possible? What do you want that prayer meeting over you in? What do you want to leave you different when the world carrying you? Think of it. You see how foolish it is to sit down and say, we're waiting for the power boy. When is the power come? When is the power come? It will come, the power coming through. Now it's 7:30, the power coming in 30 minutes. Yeah. 7:30, the power coming in 10 minutes. 5:30, the power coming, boy. all these things that controlling you is breaking out of your life, and God coming and taking that control.
Glory.
And you're learning to trust and depend and yield and submit and be led by God. And you see the water from the ankle, from the knee, coming up the thigh, coming up onto the swimming. In that day, you know, I in you and you in me. Then you see the power. That is why it's a challenge. That is why it's a challenge, and that is why it's self-sacrifice. And that is why it's overcoming. Wouldn't it be a wonderful day when man shall man handle his right? When she just bumped the chains of God's will? When every move she made reflecting God, that word is inspired? She know God provided a way for that thing? She know God provided a way for this thing? She know God provided a way for that thing? So why are you doing that? Because God will say so. Why is that? That's how God take Abraham. Why is that? That's how God revealed to Moses. Why is that? That's how God revealed to Elijah. Why is that? That's how God revealed to Jesus. So every move you make reflecting the word. You know what word God is? No. Jesus was the word, and the bride is part of the bridegroom. She's part of the word too. And the bridegroom went down by Caiaphas, and he had a problem. Joe, Caiaphas, I'm so heavily burdened. I don't know what to do. One minute I feel like Messiah. Next minute I'm not sure. And is this Pilate you see me? I some fellows getting some help. I want to carry my Pilate. Only to the same thing, only have no money. To feed the people. We have a whole bunch of people, 5,000 in the wilderness here. See? The same thing. I tell everyone, do some financial accounting. I tell everyone in the world for the business administration. I tell them all over here and sit down here and explain to you, you know, higher accounting. Now the whole church in trouble now. No. You just bring the bread and fish here. I'm going to try to feed everybody. You know what I'm saying? Is that the bridegroom and the bride? Isn't the bride the same bridegroom and bridegroom? Well, in our way. After all, you can't be a fanatic in our way. Our faith is a couple higher. That's why when Jesus preached the time, but forgiving your brother, he said, oh, God, Jesus, our faith! And he wasn't talking about faith. But just by showing them the measure of forgiveness that's required, showing them where they need to be walking, they say, oh, God, am I even done yet? They think we use faith to break a bondage? Are you looking like I have a little Israelite in Jerusalem or something? See? And the same with us. We have to let you know. Sure, you do those things. Sure, you had that mind once. When you went on that little course and they were teaching you that, they learn you, educating you, and so on, according to the system. You didn't know the law that time. The seal didn't open to you yet. You didn't go and fake it. You hadn't known the law in an intimate, personal way yet. But then afterwards, God's got to deal with you. He's got to understand your place in life. And he's got to understand what you're born for. And you start to understand in this age, God will really help you take your place. That his Holy Ghost will come in and lead you. And when you start to walk in the air, then that God, who set this whole universe into existence, who ordained your life, that he can live his own life through you, who shed his blood to redeem you, to sanctify, that he can come back and dwell in you and walk in you. That same God coming back in you now to live that life. Who can teach you better? When the Holy Ghost comes in you. When God has revealed to you, I, by stopping the right egg and the right sperm, I make your life mechanic. Not mechanic school. Something push you and drive you in the air, but then after you sort of understand how you in life journey directed to a place. See? God moving to something else, but then the words are due to you. At one stage, you don't have revelation, so you're going through. You know, it's like a power. You're like a monkey there that learns to do something, not to ride a bike. You can just learn by memory. But then God says, I call you for that. And I want to use it here. And I put that in you. I know I come in you to express that. Who did you have between God? I like a man telling me, he says, wait, I think we need to send you Bible school. You're teach school love number one. You're shouting the people number two. If I want to build their denomination, and they want to make sure they full up the church with all kind of crab and lizard and eel and everything else, then they tailor me for that. But if God put something inside of here, raise it up, come and reveal to me a place and show me my type in the Bible, then I already have a chance. It will take faith to put you there. And that's the God wants you to walk from. That's like Jesus said, Peter. He said, we fish all night, we fish. He said, yeah, you learn fishing from your father. You're fishing all the night, you're fishing by my friend. He said, but you're not the first thing about fishing yet. You're going to catch fish without fish biting? Anybody can do that. Who learned it? When man teach them. He said, come now, let me tie you the fish. I have to teach you fish dollars, I will teach you to catch men too. You know what I'm saying? Sure. That's what we're talking about. When you get here, you have some stable, you have some man idea. Because that is what your training is about, to take up eternal life. You mean this whole life for elect is a preparation, a training to take the place in the next civilization? How many believe that? Wait a minute. You all believe that? Yeah. Everybody here believe that? Yeah. I didn't tell how much I agree with it, you know. If everybody believes that thing, you mean somebody who's not going to that next civilization could train you all to take a place in that next civilization? Then I'm not arrogant. I'm not bombastic. When I said I'm not qualified, I'm not qualified. If they're not qualified, how come the whole world falling apart? And God ain't even going to try to straighten up, you know. God's burning the whole thing flat to the ground. All what they have when they end up in God's rubbish heap. Burn flat to the ground. And then God's going to bring back a neutralization. What they qualify? They qualify to destroy a whole and take a whole generation to hell. You're going to qualify? See? Let me tell you, I know the great thing about it. When you get the right thing, you can go right back in the system. But you function like Joseph. They can't understand when you do the whole being blessed. They said, yeah, that kind of people in case you can't make it work. How can you get into work? How like Daniel over here? Like I remember when my sister went up there, she's a little pent of pain. and Japanese and they, all these big chemists and this and that, and they bring down man from the States, and that whole problem with the paint and all the customers and everything. Same thing with Daniel was preaching. Went home one night, it's a prayer and song, God wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and something say, this has to be done that way, and this has to be done this way, and this has to be done this way. She went back on the job and began to tell them, I can't accept this. Prove it and solve it. When big people from the States come down, authority and everything else, I like, where you get from? See? Come from another source. That's what we're talking about. Go right back. Yes. But it's different. It's functioning by another law. So you realize God is doing everything. God knows everything. Anybody qualified for? Let me finish up the last scripture. 2 Timothy 3. Now, I know I'm kind of fooling around with this here, but I just feel like to go that way, so. But I'm taking this in another direction in the meetings and things with strong that I want to go and speak some other things that I feel that we really need to know how to prepare. And God give us the insight from the scripture to see what is coming, to analyze what is coming from the scripture, and be able to prepare in the way that we need to prepare to face what is coming. Because I believe that the same way Joseph saw famine coming, and by the vision of prophecy, he says, what? To solve this thing, you have to build some of the barns, you have to get a certain man to a certain thing, you have to plant a certain field, you have to change these crops here, bring it to this, do a certain thing, and you'll be able to survive. And when the famine gets great, you'll be able to even help others as well. And because it's able to interpret the vision, it's able to prepare for what was coming. And when the whole earth was falling apart, they had the right thing in place to deal with what was confronted with. Amen. And that's what this message is about for us. It's a vision of prophecy that has been unsealed. And because it has been unsealed, we see the plan, we know what is coming. See? If we don't know what is coming, that's why Jesus said, the time is going to come, Jerusalem is going to come back with the army. Let me just fly to the winter and the summer. Why? Because of the vision of prophecy, he knew what was happening. Daniel was told to seal it up, John was told to seal it up. This message unseals it. And if we have it, and we look and we see the prophecy coming to pass, he said, what is the attraction? Prophecy becoming history. This day, this scripture will fail. Let me tell you, when you see those things spoken, identified, vindicated, and you prepare, then no man comes into judgment without God warning him. And God has warned us of uncoming storms of judgment. What's the message? Uncoming storm of judgment. Warning and judgment. See, the token, the message comes from what? Preparation. The token is the assurance, the peace, that when the wrath is poured out, you're already made secure. It was something. Noah being warned of God a few years yet, prepared an ark for the sin of his household. See, God is warning so we can prepare, because the vision of prophecy unfolding what is coming. And that's exactly what the whole message is. And that's the way we need to relate to it. Look at it, 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self. You know, you read that, the first thing you thought you heard, earthquake in diverse places. Perilous times shall come. You thought the earth and the world gonna fall apart. No, no. Men shall be lovers of their self. Did you catch that? Did Spirit of the Lord catch that? That is by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. What will happen with perilous times? every day. Once a man become a lover of himself, he's in peril, and everybody he is touched with and looking to him is in peril too. That's when the vision comes. Why me? I'm undone. I bow myself from dust and ashes. My covenant is to the corruption. When the vision comes, when man gets in the presence of God, they cry out and repent. Because they see the nothingness. They get conscious of their littleness. Once you see man lover of yourself, uncircumcised in heart, in peril, in danger, everything that put confidence in the flesh is going to fall to the ground. See? Over and over, no matter how you go, you can't get it from the world. But make sure you love yourself, covetous. Men see you guys not doing the world yet. You don't covet a man wise. Don't covet a man good. Don't covet man the Lord. Tell me, brother, give me half of it. The inheritance. He said, beware of covetousness. Is that right?
Yes.
David saw the man's wife, covet her, and took her. Achan saw the Babylonian garment. He said, I saw it, I coveted it, and I took it. And then he was stoned to death. Is that right?
Yes.
Boasters. Proud. See? Lucifer. First thing that calls for pride. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. What do you speak of? Rebellion. Through the rebellion. When? In the last days. Not just natural parents, you know. Parent is significant of authority. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. You see that? Some of you shown the board yet. Tooth breakers. Take the wood today, change the mold. Make a comment today, make an excuse why they couldn't keep it the next day. See? Tooth breakers. False accusers. Quick to run and slander and gossip. Before you even check your facts that you run away. See? Incontinence. Look like cat and tail. Incontinence. Fierce. Despises of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They are lovers. But look what they're making love with. They had they had pleasure in what? Unrighteousness. They didn't have the love for the what? You see the pleasure? Idolatry in the Bible is what? Fornication. You know why? Because thou shalt have no other gods but. That is why whoredom in the Bible was when they went into idolatry. It was a sign of unfaithfulness because God and his people is in a covenant. And when God's people abandon their faith, like Elijah said, I'm jealous. Remember when I preached a message on the jealousy of the seven vials? How in the Old Testament the husband has to go through, carry the wife through the trial of jealousy. And Elijah was jealous and Paul said, I espouse you with godly jealousy. Is that right? And that spirit of Elijah and Paul, the same spirit in the last days that came back in the prophets, a spirit of jealousy, is a spirit of jealousy that when the wife is being unfaithful to the husband, when the tilt is drifting away, when she's going after what? Seducing spirits. When she's giving heed to false teaching. When she's having pleasure. in unrighteousness. Do you see the picture? When she's no longer a chaste virgin, a spouse, when she's being bewitched. Catch the picture. Having a form of godliness. It's only a form of real godliness, is a mystery. You get that? Great is the mystery of what? What is that mystery? God was manifest in the flesh. Godliness is a mystery. So when you have a form of it, it's looking pious, it's religious, in a certain way, could sing special, could wave a flag, could shout in church, but it's still the carnal mind, not God in the flesh. We go through all the religious motions, but God in the flesh, that's the mystery of godliness. Mystery of iniquity is in the flesh. Having a form of God, but denying the power of it, from such turn away, for of this sort are they who creep into houses. Who creep into houses. Oh my God, help us. And lead captive silly women laden with sins. You mean a man creep in a house to lead some women captive? Because these men laden with sins? What happened to the church? The church he's talking about. He tells him in the last days, the time of the apostasy. Led away with divers lust. What's the lust? We just read it. Having lust, having eaten heirs, keeping up teachers after their own lust. You really creep in the house. What? Ever learning! My goodness. Read the next part. Never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Does that make sense? Learning all the time, learning. Learn the churches, learn the seals, learn the thunders, learn the bars, learn Daniel, learn Exodus, learn this. And still learn the truth? Ever learn? And watch this now. Look at this, we're going to prophecy here. Deeper into prophecy. Now, as Janus and Jambres understood Moses, he took all these in the last day, characteristics, attitudes, descriptions of certain type of behavior. And then he goes out. And now, Jonathan Jambres, where is he going out? He's going out in the Bible, in the Word. He's sitting right over in the book of Exodus, in the time when Moses, the prophet, was on the scene, calling the people out. When the impersonator is going to rise. Is that what he's going? Is the last day going to have a prophet on Exodus? He's the one in the last day. In the last day, do you have that? Did an angel come to a prophet and say, give you two signs of the prophet Moses? Go and do these things. You don't hear it. Take the rock and throw it up in the air like Moses turned water into blood. Then what they have to the people have? Haven't we just talked that here a couple of weeks ago? No, Jonathan and Jabba would stood Moses. Why would they want to do that? You want to withstand a man with the pillar of fire? You want to withstand a man who brought the eye make it brought to the people? That is brashness. Jesus too said, learn all kind of mysticism, get their head polluted with all kind of Egyptian filth. This man thought it'd be a prophet who was born from a child. This man anointed and commissioned, placed positionally. Why did all the organization rise up against it? Remember Dinah and Korah too? Why I think all those denominational world when they saw a sign went out there and who had a sign in the hand, who had a children on the back, who had tried to come out against it, why did the whole thing perish? And Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth. Men of what? Reprobate concerning. There's only one defeat. He uses the spirit to make him depart from defeat. So catch the picture. What am I talking about? The age of apostasy. When tonight I took Isaiah 21. Watchman, watchman, what is the night? The morning coming also the night. The darkest time just before dawn. I took Isaiah 59 and 60. Gross darkness on the earth and upon the people, rise and shine, your light has come. Coming together. I took 1 Thessalonians 5. Showing you, we are not of the night, but we are of the day. Is that right? I took 2 Thessalonians 2. They've fallen away. It's what they were talking about. I took Revelation 3:20 and showed that that was this day. When Christ was put out of the church, you had church now, but not Christ. Just put them out here. It couldn't stay so, Satan went into it. Exalt himself over it, sit down there, and his worship inside it. Because they wouldn't have Christ in it. So it was given over to worship the devil, take the devil, go down with the devil. Hell, open up her mouth, enlarge herself, to take them all in. That is what is happening now. And you have your little children on your back. And nobody here reads. And there's not a hopeless. Think of it. Not a hopeless. So you think you have to feel a chill to say, boy, you won't be fulfilled. No, you feel that. But that goes on for years. Every day get greater. Not reverse it, get greater. Because it's prophesied. And watch what goes on. But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be made manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Just like Jannes and Jambres own was. So Paul says, these others who come resisting the truth. When there are a lot of men coming to resist the truth. How many of you got 300 ministers in Chicago? Rise up to resist the truth. Could they resist it? The folly was made manifest. Exactly right. So, Pope, that's the case? But watch this now. But thou hast fully known my doctrine. My doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long suffering, my love, my patience, my persecution, my affliction. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. Thou hast known my manner of life. Thou hast known my purpose. Thou hast known my faith. Thou hast known my long suffering. Thou hast known my charity. Thou hast known my patience. Thou hast known my persecution. Thou hast known my affliction, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. He's got a point in back. He says, you see this stone over here. You see this spread lies about me over here. You see they try to undermine me over here. You see they come against me over here. You see they pull up in the state and they say, be careful and watch this. And everywhere you see where they try to destroy. He said, and you saw my patience, you saw my long suffering. and Iran and rage and start no war and get divisive. And no, you see my man of life. You see my doctrine. What persecutions I endured, but what? But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men, and what? Just now we have seducing spirits, now we have the men as seducers. What does that mean? A false prophet to a false doctrine. The prophecy of the Antichrist spirit does not mean it's a complete repudiation of the word. No. One iota change brings death. Amen. It's not like a man deny all you know. One iota change brings death. Hymenus and Sylvester, they wouldn't take a gangrene. What it was? They misplaced a promise. You see, the resurrection didn't pass when it didn't pass yet. They break people's expectations. See, they say the law is still on. You have to come stand according to the law of Moses to be saved. They take away what Jesus Christ did on the cross for justification. They say you have to do something for yourself to be justified. See? But evil men and seducers shall become worse and worse. You see the progression? They ran. They went in the way of Cain. They ran greedily after the error of Balaam. And they perished in the gainsaying of Korah. They ran. They went. They ran. And they perished. Cain was what? He couldn't receive correction. Korah was what? Ambition. He wanted a place. He tried to engineer his way into the priesthood. And he refused to be submissive to the authority of Moses. See? Book of Jude. This shows the progression. Jude put Cain, Balaam, trying to do what? Curse what God blessed. By doing what? Pointing out the back path. That can't be of God. You need to have brother commit fornication there. That church is God. You need your sister backslide here and you get pressure and only come constantly here. Get this and have the thunders up there. Sure. Not a big lamb. Stand up here in the mountain. But you can't see the pillar of fire. You can't see the smitten rock. You can't see the brass serpent. You can't see it. All you can see is what happened in there. Sharks from your Daniel and Revelation, again Revelation of Bill Clinton, and so. With all that teaching and little bit of backslide down here. See, they can't see the pillar of fire, they see that. And they try to curse it. Not realizing the justification came not in what they could do, it came in that smitten lamb. That was the righteousness of that smitten lamb. It was accepted in that before God. So God was seeing that and God's presence was still there. And there on the mountain up there, under Balak, trying to get some power and influence. Trying to curse the kingdom here. What the progression is. They shall become what? Worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. So Paul is actually teaching that this thing that started in Eve, as the serpent beguiled Eve through the soul, do these come preaching another gospel. Corrupt your mind from the simplicity. And Paul was seeing a perverted world was being planted in the church. And that was going to grow into Satan incarnate.
over the whole church in the last days. From the seed of apostasy being planted, you see that mystery already started. And in the last days, they will depart from the faith. It will be a complete departure. The age will go in the blackout. Until not even God can be in the church. They will be as religious can be. Have all the religion, have all the church, have all the preachers, have all the programs. But without Christ, in the last days. This is, when you start to get into this, you get into Matthew 13, so Jesus told it. The man come in and sow tears in the field. And those tears flourish faster than the wheat. And the last days, all of that was going to be gathered. And Jesus told 8 parables in Matthew 15, revealing those 7 church ages and the bride age. I don't have time to go into this here, but we're going to get it, and you're going to see how he showed the church, the Antichrist spirit is going to come into the church, defile the church, open a door to himself into the church, populate himself in the church, until he becomes like the real church. And the real church become like the heretic. Could you imagine today the Roman Catholic Church is becoming the most popular church in the world? Could you imagine it? In every nation, the religion of Nimrod is seen as the authority in the affairs of God? No, as a believer, think of it closely. When Noah's family was to be asked, here's a prophet who received the word from God, prepared the ark, came up with the mystery of God. His father was Lamech talked with Methuselah. Methuselah was Enoch's son. Enoch talked together with Adam. This man had a direct revelation of Adam right at that time. Walk into the ark, come back out to start over. And that seed of apostasy is there. And when he started to spring up and started to spread, Nimrod conquered the whole world. By the time when Jesus came, God himself in the flesh, the very one that was promised in the garden, when he came, all the heathen religions did not know Christianity. Israel alone had the law and the signs and the prophets and the ordinances and the feasts and all these things. And when God himself, the God of the Bible, the one who was promised in the garden, when he came and walked amongst them, they called him Beelzebub. If the ones who have sought the promise, if the ones who have separated and given the promise, if the ones who have sent the prophets, if the ones who have given all the things, if the ones who are the holy scriptures, all the rest of religions in the world was Buddhist, Hindu, Egyptian, all kinds of different things. And the most holy people in the most holy place crucified. The light turned darkness, and darkness from the earth. Then the whole world was apostate. There was no true religion in the whole world. And when it comes like that, Satan is incarnate in a man. Judas. And when he went back in the church, and was told in the church, he came out of it 2,000 years again. And what you have? Hindu, Mohammedan, Buddhist, Confucius, all kinds of different religions. And then what happened? Here you have all Christendom. Almost 2 billion people on the planet.
And then the thing I promised them, the greatest light ever shone since creation. The very God himself, the second coming, when he comes, is rejected by the Christians. For the Catholics and Protestants make up Christendom. And the Catholic was the great whore, and the Protestant was the harlot who come from the whore. See? And when the whole world become a post again, then the devil come back in a man again. They knew it was going to come to this. Jesus taught it, Paul taught it, Peter taught it, John taught it, many spirits are going in the world already, he said. He said, this whole world lies in the wicked one, but we have an understanding. The Son of God has come. We have received unction from the Holy One that teaches us all things. He just said, we have a more show with a prophecy. We have all coming by tables. We have a light that's shining in this dark place. Because what makes the world dark? All this chaos here, all this misinterpretation. And the things that was to expose these things was sealed up in the book of Daniel, sealed up in the book of Revelation, exposing what the devil will do in the last days, how he'll devour the whole earth. And when the Holy Spirit came to this message on sealed it, but John heard the thunder, Daniel heard the thunder. And when it was unsealed, then shall be light again in the evening time. Arise and shine, your light is come. And we have a light that shines in a dark place again, a more sure word of prophecy, or the word of prophecy made more sure. How is made more sure? It's vindicated and confirmed and proven. Because here it was promised Elijah was going to come, he came. And when he came, he began to point out, here is the beast. Here is the image. Here is the 10 toes. Here is the thing going to rise up from here. Here is going to cause crops to prosper. Here is going to come in by flattery. Here is going to see the kingdom by peace. Here is going to destroy many the ecumenical moves. It was made more sure. See what we're talking about? And the Gentiles is blinded. And the Jews is blinded, then the whole world is blind again. The only people who are seeing is, come and buy of me, I shall let me see. What good is light to a man who has no eyes? But the light was promised to come when the eyes is here. And you don't turn on a light for nothing, you turn on a light to reveal something. And there's a mystery that light never shined on, the unwritten word that was sealed up in the book, the vision and prophecy was sealed up. Yeah. And when the light came, he interpreted them symbols because it took a prophet to interpret it. Here is him who has wisdom. Wisdom that comes from above. The intelligence, the headstone himself, coming back to reveal the things that was in the back part of God's mind to unveil it to us. And that is what we have in people. So this little group of the Christians, between the blinded Gentiles and the blinded Jews, is the only one through the seven sons uttering their voices. He said, if he didn't even speak it a certain way after he was unsealed too. As I told you, he revealed part and sealed a part. Seal it back up in the message. And say, when you have reason to see it, I'll make it clear. You know why? If Satan gets a hold of this, he will do great damage. Yeah. But he'll make a cycle and come back around. And those who obey in their ABCs, when it comes back around, they will see when that final voice, the final age, in that little group of the true seed, that little bride who take the book and eat that book, when they begin to prophesy again, they will see that when the spirit and the bride is saying come, what she is saying was already said by the prophet. And what he said was already laid in the word. Oh, it makes you feel good. Put you in a place where
as the scripture says, I've anchored my soul in a haven of rest. Reference, peace, assurance. That we know in whom we believed in. That's a makeup. Let them but have been something and something done in the other country and they think they said, no, not that fast. Will you imagine that? The logos that went out in Genesis that played at the Father's door, that took a body shape like a man. When God from the Spirit came to a theophany, and in that form, in the beginning was the Word, and he began to speak and set the galaxies in order. Theophany, that logos, that body shape like a man, come down, that anointing. You should talk to the first son and daughter of God in the Garden of Eden. That was that dove that flew across and began to brood upon the waters. The word here, and the spirit brood. Brood means like a dove. See? That same one, same pillar of fire, come down in the form of a dove on John. When did you have the same spirit coming in the form of a dove, a pillar of fire coming down the air by the banks of the Jordan, and a body of dove appeared going to that tabernacle? Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwell among us.
Hallelujah.
When that same one in Revelation 10 comes back in the last days, that is what we're talking about.
Hallelujah.
That same one. That's what we're thinking about. That same one who made everybody feel a certain way when he was anointing his word, opening it up, pointing things out to let you know it is the Spirit and the Bride saying, he does it too. Let him come. That same Spirit I'm looking for to move up here and put this coming week.
Hallelujah.
Looking for that same Spirit to move inside here. That old hot place when some sitting outside on the step and some under the shed in front and some downstairs and some looking up on the side. I'm looking for the same Spirit to come down this week. You know why? Because I know it's going out, man. It's going out. Our next activity is Tuesday. We come Tuesday here because I know many of you, it'd be difficult for you to go up. And we haven't finished the see just here, and then just a couple from here that we like, we'll take on a few of them. I have to say it too because it's impossible to take care of anybody down here. But I'm really trusting that you will be praying for the meeting. Because this year winds out, it started in the beginning of the year, with a certain move of the Holy Spirit. Come down to the meetings that we had, such great manifestations of His presence. When you think of the things that we sat right in this building over this year, we are already in the 10th month, in October. Think of it. See? Moving out like that. I'm going to end up in the end of November to December, down in Australia. Down under the world. Just like you, West Indies supposed to be down here too. They want to go to Brisbane and Adelaide and Melbourne and where they have little churches around here. So I've got enough to speak of these things. Because the Holy Spirit in this season just said, unseal the vision now. See, look at these things because the time is at hand. See, with that book was reprinted, Daniel, that book was printed, Demonology. And move here and the Holy Spirit comes, reprint the traction. And by the way, we, you know, in all the rush, our precious typists, some of them we had some mistakes and we still come up with mistakes and they had some typographical errors that in some of the footnotes in one of the tracks, Revelation Book of Symbols, made a bad doctrinal mistake in the typing of it. And we have to get corrected. So please don't pass along these things. The next thing you hear, which is the false things up here, they have something a little wrong there. And it's because that it's being done on where our sister is working. And by the time I get it and I go to proofread it, I'll wait 2 days and give it back to them. And then some of the brothers there who sometimes they proofread it, they don't pick up if a phrase is left out or something is said a different way that's not according, and it's not intentional. And I know they're trying the best to do it nice and get it done. And we want to put some in your hand, and they made a mistake there. I'll point it out to you when you have your sheet. There's no sense because you don't have your sheet here, many of you to put it in. But I'll point it out to you because we are trying to get rectified, and we are certainly looking forward that as this year goes out, God will really keep moving us in a way to take us deeper. I trust that, as I said this morning, I just felt there to try to drive that down to you. Take your time. Get a hold of it. Let's get a hold of you. Am I seeing it? Immediately while we're going forward, think of a little question, a little thing on the plane, write a little note, give it to one of the deacons who bring it yourself, and just rest in the pulpit or something. And we would try to maybe polish up on a few things that might help you in your own personal understanding. Anything to help you that it could benefit you, that you can really feel the confidence in your heart in the step you're making. Because I know that sometimes, you know, you carefully grasp it, it doesn't come and bring condemnation. You don't have to be a theologian. Remember, you don't have to be a theologian. You've got to explain these things. But the thing is, God gives you enough for you to see. Sometimes you see for yourself, but you're not gifted to impart and break down what you see, because God intended for you to use it in that way. When you eat food, you can explain all the way past and all the way go, and then the system, what kind of acids come out, and how digestion takes place, and which part of the organ is involved in the whole procedure. You can't do it. Only if you eat food, you feel good, you feel strong, you like how it tastes, and you want more. And that's fine. You gotta prove that to nobody. Amen. But I know that God has other brothers there that they grasp it, and in fellowship, iron sharpens iron, people can edify each other, and that way is strengthened. This one see this, this one see that, because sometimes God do it like that, even to create fellowship by God's grace. Hoping that when I get a little free time, like we used to do with our little Monday meetings in the past season earlier this year, that we could even maybe take a little time on Mondays for some of the little hungry ones who like a little something extra on Monday, where we could just sit and talk and, you know, break down and fellowship. I'm looking for a little space, but you know, right now I'm kind of pressed. I'm just trying to find which way to go and how best to carry out the word and help the church. We have the brothers, they're going to be having service this evening in Tobago. And Brother Melville, Brother Sammy, Brother Roger, and Brother Dale over there, four of them. And they had service yesterday evening, and they're hoping to have service this evening again. We want to hold a prayer for them as well before we leave. We are desperately looking forward to the Lord to open up the places where help and the light could shine. And the people that sat in darkness can see a great light. Light has sprung up in the regions of the shadows of death, where new hope could arise for many. And I know that God is faithful, He's mindful, He knows to lead and guide His people. He knows to guide that sperm right to that egg. Stop it right there and bring conception. And so that same God is the one that we are looking unto, and He who begin the work will perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ. But the kids seems want to give thanks to the Lord for His wife's delivery of a baby girl. May God bless them, the new addition to the family. And Brother Robert Hernandez and family would like to thank the Lord for deliverance from the virus after first offered on Thursday on on their behalf last Sunday. Amen. So may God bless them, strengthen the faith, increase the faith in the people. You know, Satan made his attack on so many since we begin to go through these things, it may seem juvenile, it may seem like there's something passing there, but let me tell you, you watch and see the devil, a couple of birds broke his hand, but a child's boy got knocked down, then he lost his life, the bird coming in serious, with his sisters there, vehicle ride off, and then different ones begin to get affected with sickness, different things. The prophet said, you want to see Satan fight? You want to see him go on a rampage? You just get in the world that begins to expose him. He hates to be exposed. Exposure brings deliverance to people. It drives people into concentration. It makes them want to stop falling afoul and get up into the front line. And Satan knows every time that's going to happen, new strength is going to arise in the church. It means that people are going to be banded that much closer, and it means to say his works are going to be less fruitful. And he hates that many times, and that's why it can only break into the spiritual realm. You see many times this great darkness in the prophet, you see it come pressing in. Look at the men of Shalom when the prophet talks about that darkness. He said, I see man want to wear yellow pants, purple shoes. He said, what is the darkness? He said, they're caught in that web. Like I said, I want to preach a little message on that, caught in the web, trapped in the web, because that's what they call the internet, the web. Brother Ram keeps talking about that web, where many can be caught in that web of Hollywood and these things, because all these things are coming to that dimension, see? And how it traps the minds of the people, and you get them entangled in their fears, and it's like, Paul can be entangled, just like a snare, it's come upon them to devour them. And here we are, they call it the net. You know what a net is? The internet, it goes across all nations. A net is a snare, a net is what you use for hunting, a dragnet. See, you set a snare to trap them, catch them in the net. And that's what this whole big electronic media and these things is like. Where all that filth in the fifth dimension is being poured in, where hell is coming here. So, it makes you think, it comes in. People feel progress, but it might be trapped in it. Would you come into my palace, send the tide to the flag? This is the prettiest little palace ever you'd find. Oh my. Sounded like a little fairy tale from long ago by change, eh? I was telling the saints the other day, a couple of them, I said no long ago, you read these green fairy tales, and I tell you how Little Red Riding Hood is going to see Granny. Mommy gave us some nice little cakes to carry with Granny. Granny was sick and she had to go to the little woods. And here was this wolf, disguised, tracking her down, and his whole plan was to abduct her. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then remember Hansel and Gretel? How the woman used your candy and so on and woo them inside and then take them and actually get ready to sacrifice them, put them in a pot and eat them up and so on. Cannibalism and these things. And then this will happen here today. With all these secret cells, all these sex slaves, all these enticements, all these evil spirits, all these commercial exploitation of children and these things. All them selling. And you realize it's not no fairy tale. These things have become the world. See? You see what's happening. If people don't wake up, there's just nothing for them to wake up, as far as I can see. Because it's too glaring, it's too predominant. It's just. We're looking for God's grace and mercy to take us out of here. Let's stand to our feet. Hope you appreciate being in the house of God today, and you appreciate the word and a few thoughts that we just failed to bring this way by God's grace. Let us bow our heads to prayer. Every musician to play some songs and to just. The day of redemption is near in the heart to fear and fear. Be filled with this spirit. Our lamps trimmed and clear. Lamps trimmed in time, the prophet says in this message. When the lampshade gets all black and smutty and everything else, you gotta trim them lamps. trim that wick, to get that flame regulated, to use that lampshade so the light could reflect clearly and radiantly, you could be a real witness in this hour. Father, we thank you today. Sitting in your presence, looking at the scriptures, the modern events being made clear by the vindicated prophecies, making the prophecy a more sure word of prophecy, that we can take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place, not for one day or 2 days, Lord, but until the day dawn and the day star rise in our hearts, until our change come upon us, Lord. Gracious God, how I pray, Father, Lord, as one you call to stand here and feed the flock, feed my sheep and feed my lambs, and knowing, O God, as your prophet prayed in that seventh seal, when he said, Lord, help the minister, the shepherd, to take this sort of food and feed the sheep. Because he saw this time of famine was going to come, Lord. He saw, dear God, the church is going to come to a place of the great blackout when hell itself is here. When, dear God, the people are given over to vile affections, they are given up to a reprobate mind where they cannot retain God in their knowledge. They are given up, O God, where they have received a strong delusion to believe the lie. The same lie that the serpent told Eve. Here this great serpent in the last days, the beast at the beginning and the beast at the end, through the trail of the serpent, when he received a mouth speaking great flatteries, them children spirits like frogs coming out of the dragon's mouth, Lord. Like Zedekiah was in that time. That evil spirit from the pit of hell was loosened in the ecclesiastical realm. And they began to spray the kings of the earth and the armies and all the people, O God, in Jehoshaphat and all of them came under the influence. Whether it was confused, whether it was deceived, was blinded by that false prophecy. But, O God, that hour, when the prophet's prophecy was coming to pass, you broke that heavenly vision, Lord. Lord God, that little group, that 7,000 who were bowing the knees, receive my car, Lord. Oh God, catch in a vision. Catch it with Elijah's vision. Oh God, if you're going to speak that vision, show Lord God, in things that were taking place in the realm of human beings and how it's been influenced from the bottomless pit and from the realms above. While hell has been created on the earth, while the whole world has been deceived, you show these things in types and shadows. You brought it back in symbols, O God, the book of Revelation. Came back and be made manifest in reality form in the last days upon the face of the earth. You sent Elijah the prophet to unseal the vision and prophecy, to identify to us prophecies becoming history. Here, dear God, in this late hour, when it's almost past feeling time, when there's to be a ministry of testimony raised up, a ministry that preaches to the lost. But the last part of the ministry preaches to the lost. Then comes the resurrection, Lord. Lord Jesus, at that time advances and hastens on. Here you are reawakening the church into the coming of the Lord Jesus. Set them in order for the catching away, Lord. Let them recognize, Father, what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. Let them see the emphasis. And tell their work,
thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Then those tempers is going to wake up the bride. Oh God, we can recognize thee, our Lord. We can be led by the Holy Spirit of Christ and anoint the word prophesied for this hour. See them come to life. Lord Jesus, let this great God, this blessed Holy Spirit, this one that we depend upon from day to day, this guy, this son of God, who has led us through his faith, Lord, that we have never known, who is bringing forth his bride, Lord. He's a red dragon and tempest in them bars. You will see what them men were dreaming. Hallelujah. The next message coming forth. How it confused so many, Lord, and thought it was another message. Men tried to make themselves another message and everything else. But it was another fool. You're going to get morphy again for the final ride. Hallelujah! Yeah, believe the eagles! Out of a little group of the true seed. Lord, I pray, as you have shown us these last couple of years, our place, how to take that place. Teaching us, breaking these things down. Positionally placing the people. Get them ready for adoption, Lord. Then coming on this year, Jubilee time, deliverance time. Hallelujah! Returning back to the possession. Returning the evidence of being released. Oh, God. And here, Father, bringing back these things along in Daniel and Revelation. When it's more in season, when it has binds on a little further, when it's more clear that men who couldn't grasp it, Lord, in its premature stage, in its amateur form, can now begin to recognize it as it begins to head up, Lord, to this great hour. Oh, precious Jesus, how the church needs revelation this hour. Give us skill and understanding to consider the matter, to understand the vision. Make it plain, Lord. Let Gabriel stand on it. Oh God, let the Holy Ghost reveal these deep secret things that we have need of to go out. Hallelujah. Let Michael stand and deliver the name from written in the book. Let it come forth and shine like stars, Lord, setting the courses. Lord, may you grant in this hour. Looking forward in this coming week. Great mighty presence to do us again. Out in Prince's tongue, Lord. Top road in the back of the air. Hallelujah! Where they visited that graveyard about 3 years ago and raised people from the dead. Give them a new lease of life. Hallelujah. Oh God. I pray, Father. Lord God, we'd be under divine consideration. Lord God, you would grant us a great divine favor, a great visitation, a great manifestation of your presence. Great signs and wonders and miracles. Yes, something louder than the church in a hard bracket of faith. Yes, oh, we'll come forth, Father. Great deliverance in the rock in the midst of your people and for your people. Hallelujah. Remember your servants. Our brothers out in Tobago, dear God. Standing near, dear God, fishing on the other lake. Setting the hook for the catch. Oh God! Them who are savable. Oh, we'll take that hook, Lord. May the leader, may the guide, may the present, the angel of God. Hallelujah. Father, who have a trapness and a great need in this region. We have trained us, Lord, and equipped us for this service. We have placed this responsibility and this burden upon us. We try in obedience and humility to do this service according to your will, Lord. Lord God, you work in them and through them. You call your sheep by the name. They'll hear a voice and they'll follow, Lord. The word will come for the power to break the whole of the enemy among the eyes of the people. The foundation of the lake can begin to be built upon. The word can begin to get into a place, Father, where the people can see you have made provision for them because you are thinking of them, Lord. May you grant it, Father. Bless your servants. Brother Bellevue, Brother Sammy, Brother Roger, Lord, Brother Dale. May it be like a four-foot cord that can be easily broken. Oh, God, you're going to work in and through them. Each one in the measure of the capacity, all in unity, Lord, that your work be accomplished, your purpose be fulfilled. Lord, this coming week, in the saints and put some on Cephas, you remember them. Oh, God, the ones from here that would go, Lord. Lord God, we can go in unity as commandos in the field as trained soldiers. Hallelujah! Reconcile under the leadership of the great five-star general. This quick, short work, Lord. You can see it kind of negative and positive, both great and great in all of it. Power of your spirit and your words in a great mighty way. May you grant, Father, when we leave this place, go with us to our homes. Remember, O God, all that are needed here right now. Never we are touched by a word and by a presence you've spoken to and dealt with. Even strangers and visitors, O God, who have not yet made a decision to be identified with you in your death, burial, and resurrection, to accept the pardoning grace of the living word and to acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. I pray, dear God, Lord God, will not be ashamed, but will walk in faith, making that decision like Rebecca saying, I will go. Like Ruth, where of course will I go? Your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God. Where thou will I die, where better will I be buried? Like Elisha, Lord, the Lord is my soul, I shall not leave thee nor forsake thee. Let the word strike their heart in such a way that they can have a rough confession. Oh God, may you grant it. As you begin that work in them, you perform it even through the day of Jesus Christ. Lead them in every precept and every order of your word, Father. Now as we leave this place, go with us, watch over us and protect us. Keep us in your presence under divine influence. We pray and we ask it. Your honor and for your glory. Jesus' wonderful and precious name. Amen. You may have a seat. Amen. The trustees like to express their kind appreciation to the brothers who labored so wonderfully in the constructing the roadway. Wish to advise that the work will continue this week, and we would like some more volunteers on this project. Brothers are asked to contact Brother Ellis or Brother Joe. God wish to bless you, and once again, all the brothers who so unselfishly showed their solidarity and by coming out and putting their hands in the little project, and the work could have commenced and on its way. We really appreciate that. We say these are little voices. And when we can do things like that in unity, that's what shows for us. That's what shows your path, you identify, you show your presence, you show your support.
You show people that you can be counted, that you can be relied and depended upon, and you're not just attending here to hear preaching, but this is the home church. This is home for us. And when there are things that need to be done in the house, at this home, we don't want to shun that and evade that. We want to step right in. We even want to ask if there is something we can do, and if our services can be used in some way to show that we consider these things. We don't want to beg for that. We don't want to put pressure on people to get them to respond to that. But it's a great and inspiring thing when people step forward to the forefront. Because what we're talking about here, and the time that is coming, and the squeeze and these things, when we have to stand for each other, it's because we rub shoulders together. We know each other's spirit. We know that a brother can depend on, that a brother can respect, that a brother you sit and you talk with. Not just see them in a religious meeting, but even days outside of service, they come back to do something. When you come like this, you don't come to do nothing here, you just come to fill up your tank and go. When you come the next day, outside of service, is when you come to do something and to get involved in the things that make this service become possible and make this work advance. So we like to know that we have people who can be counted, and we are looking forward for you with a participation in these things, because the brothers go out there to preach. We try to hold on here, brother in Jesus, brother in Princeton, brother try to take up responsibility here, brother go down there, help the churches there, not just preaching. We have to build a toilet, fix them things, repair things, try to get a system inside the church, try to deal with some of the problems to make the service more efficient. All of these are the services that is presented to you in this way by an announcement, by calling for your participation and these things. Recognize that. Because sometimes it really puts you in a one-lane spot. When you look and you see all the faces, all the men there sometimes, and you have something come and you can't see the same faces, they make you wonder. They believe. They stand with us. Do it up in this. Do it up in this deep. They're behind us what we're doing. They believe it of the Lord. We don't disbelieve, you know. But it makes you wonder. And that wondering is growing when you don't get that communication. You don't get that communication, and you feel that solidarity, and you don't realize it's not the same set of people over and over and over have to carry it all the time. You see new ones coming in, new ones becoming interested. That is making you think then that. Let us shake ourselves to ourselves. Enter into the situation, feel for them. That don't come by psychology and you're over your own self. When you know that brother, just come over and rain it. When you see brother Swaz, Bob, people in the church don't even know what kind of sacrifice that brother's making for the work here. One little brother, working up here, getting his own thing next to you. He takes 3/4 salary, buy flowers, buy this, buy that, put it in, mow the whole place, fix up the whole place to himself, take all his money, put it, buy one more, do these things here. Back and forth. Think of this church, same shoes, same pants, this here that you want. He's not selfish, he's not even himself. It is nothing to be mentioned in the pulpit, you have a personal glory to get. You have no influence over those other people, you have no following. But for 6 years, sometimes 3-4 times a week, for 6 years, out, staggering. A one-man show. Then perhaps sometimes, yes, 2 weeks, people back off. That little thing. You know somebody has to take that part in. Brothers and sisters are here. Stay here, line up these chairs back and forth. People clean up the place back and forth. That little show. But you know somebody do that fasting. So when somebody come in and walk in the restroom, it's clean nice, smelling nice, sanitized, everything, they feel they use it, they feel encouraged and nice. Somebody can come in there in service in a chair, somebody will dare to do that fasting. And I just talked about children on the hill, Sunday school. You know, your life is going, encourage Sunday school teacher, get something for them, talk to them, encourage them, thank them, do things. These were the strength you think, friends. These were the strength. The victory is going to start to come the day we start to get really together. This is more a force coming together. This is a regimented coming together and putting order under the building. Because your usher said, take that seat, do this here. You have a deacon say, you're moving on my seat too often, stay there. You see when we come out here? Somebody get up and cook a little split peas and rice. We come and we clean up the place, we do something nice, we keep it. You know why? Because we get deteriorated. It doesn't fall apart. We have our service. Money for repairs. But this, that, and the other. People sit down there and wonder, what is going on? But everything you try and do it here so the work can be carried out. You're not putting on our children. So they're thinking about something they've done for the children. So they don't think about it. But then those who have children want to know when the children come here, they can be taught something. They come with a little something of Sunday school. Keep the word in the little mind. Somebody going to sit down here and teach them and explain a little Bible story for them and give them that. Somebody pays me. Somebody trying to do it. Tonight's a little job with own money. A long time doing it. You know what? But I don't want to do services. Bob has gone to bagels. Did I pay for air fare for each one? Did I pay to rent the place for them over the while again? Take over chairs and everything else? Try to have the children? It takes me. And that's why there's a lot we can do for ourselves. And we need to get to it. Not because we don't use service and take up all service time explaining all these things, but we expect that when people come here and they look around and they see what's happening, they gotta think of like in a hole. It takes something to get us done. It takes something to get us done. It has people over that. There are people over this. There are people over that. Brother Sanchez is in charge of all the internal maintenance. Brother George is in charge of all the external maintenance. Brother Johnny Boss is in charge of all the stores and the toilets and all the things. See these brothers. Ask them where I can help. What I can do. They need people to work with. To keep the place, in a way where it can be kept orderly, the service of God can be carried out, it can be a blessing when people come, they feel at home, when strangers and believers come, we have a right standard, we can put the air and do things in the way pleases the Lord and the coming of us being represented in this message to the public as the people who have the light. Because we are light and then no standard, no interest. Light is making our standard, light is making our interest, light is making put things in order, light is making get involved, light is making it a responsibility. That's what light is about. But darkness is when you're conscious of all that. See these brothers? Work with them. Deacons. Over the years we have deacons in different areas of the country where the saints are. Sometimes, find them. In my area, we need some assistance to see somebody, to visit somebody, somebody sick, somebody upset, somebody this. To go and play a tape, somebody, you know, they have a heart and they can't come on the service. I want to go and sit down and pray with them. When it was all in the message, seasoned. And still need to be doctored. Like in casualty and this and that. Accident over and over. When you become a worker,
so bold and happy we go on to the assembly and strengthen it and so on. When we can't service like this, Holy Church exists. That is what I'm trying, that is my aim now in this season. Trying to bring the church to an awareness of the time, what is coming, what kind of preparation we need to have, and put things in place that we can function as a united, committed body who have received this word in a time when we would not be able to have services like this. The people can still be cared for, can still be nourished, can still receive leadership, can still receive instruction, can still go forward. There is a miracle that takes place. I love you. You up in Arima, this one down in Digo Martin, wherever we are, we can still be united, we can still go where God has us to go. If we really care for each other, we really understand the message. We really feel we are part of the body of believers. That's my aim in this house with these things. So you are looking for such things. That's why I tell the Holy Spirit is going to just say, charge this down in the people's heart. Make it real to them. What are we talking about? This is a time that they talk what's coming. They talk us from the Bible. And we are in it. It's been identified to us. Yes. Then the church now ought to be prepared to live in. And then you can't fool yourself when you look in your own church. And you see 300 men, we say we're going to do something. 5 and 6. Same 5 and 6 for the past 6 years. When we need brothers and sisters to stay up here and sleep here, eat a little biscuit and something. Yes. Especially since I've been staying up here these last few days, couple of weeks. It don't only that much more. Kind of sacrifice what it is made for this church here. Just 4 or 5 minutes, we'll be sitting up here. They'll stay up here, clean up this whole place, mop room all here before service. Clean up over there. Put them all we ask of them is bring a little tin stuff, something that you can have up here as a little sustenance. And then people can't come and they find the church is locked and open yet. What's going on here? See? Better just leave home and stay here. Or somebody will watch the plate. Mixing board. Keyboard. Guitar. Different things. Amplifier. All kinds of different things. Just open plate. Come here. In the dark night when we're up here, you think sometimes they can't have a little fear? When you're in the church here, let your mind go to all them places. And you don't even put aside somebody. Before you put aside that little section, think of the sacrifice they're making before you open your mouth. But that's why it is now in that time and speak a certain way and stand for a little side here. I know how the building stands. I know the sacrifice it takes. I know how we have to root them out of home sometimes. And they're willing to do it in sun and rain. So we all should come and gather together like this, have a nice service, invite our friends, have special meetings, bring them overseas, have a nice walk around the country, little feather in our cap. We have a nice church here, there's a nice group and everything else. All I find. But mind you, a lot of us can do a lot more to be involved and to show our support and participation right here by God's grace. Get to know these brothers I mentioned. That they have a responsibility. They are officers. Their responsibilities in the house of God is divided up. They are over different things. And if you have a particular skill or something, see one of them that they can know, they can call you. Give them your phone number. Say, call me if you think you need me. I would like to make a service. So when you have something there, depend on me. I want to be here. We're going to, you know, if we get that assurance in our heart and that feeling that we for each other,
You think somebody can stand against this little group here? Do you have enough devil to stand against this group here? But if we are from the time a real thing comes, we cannot doubt and wonder. I wonder how much involved he involved was. I wonder how much this one committed. This one leads four churches already. This might just be the fifth one. They can leave this one the same way too. This one may be sitting down here waiting to see something going on in this church in the last 4 years to worry. Because that's the mindset they get in. Because they get disappointed in life too many years. Here's a woman who married 3 and 4 times. And then she meet the fifth man. Boy, she ain't taking chance. No man. No man can catch her. She ain't trust nobody. It's a bad experience. That's why you don't want that kind of feeling here. You have nothing here to be scared of. Let's say people check out here. You have 20 years to check it out already. I'm going to check out here. Already checked out by God. Here to help the people. Get involved in it. Get behind it. The Queen of the South, learn the lesson of the Queen of the South. When she saw the wisdom of Solomon, when she saw what was happening in that kingdom,